Philadelphia voters will get a say on whether the city should support IRAs for workers not covered by a retirement plan. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on the question that will appear on ballots this May.
The program is called Philly Saves and is designed to give people an opportunity to put away money in a Roth or traditional IRA overseen by a board set up by the city. John Scott of the Pew Trust says the plan is a good one on many levels.
Philly's employers, especially small businesses, would at no cost to them be able to attract and retain workers by providing a retirement savings program. And taxpayers would also benefit because the more people save, the less likely they will need social assistance in the future.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson says the program would help seniors be able to pay their expenses when they retire.
Because it provides individuals an opportunity, a pathway to self-sufficiency. And so I'm urging Philadelphia voters to vote yes on the Philly Saves ballot in the May 19 primary election.
17 states have already set up similar programs, and the Philadelphia program would offer an opportunity to approximately 208,000 private sector workers who don't have a chance for a retirement program at work. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Democrats in New Jersey control the state Senate and the Assembly, and there's a new Democratic governor. So what does that mean for Republicans? Senate Minority Leader Tony Bucco says Republicans are hoping for a meaningful seat at the table.
There will be times that we agree on things and we'll be able to get it done. And there'll be some times, I'm sure, when we disagree, but we'll do it in a manner in which is respectful to both sides.
Bucco says a top priority for the GOP in 2026 is to make the Garden State more affordable and give New Jersey residents a reason for hope. The National Weather Service is monitoring a possible winter storm hitting the Philadelphia region this weekend. Early projections from the National Weather Service in Mount Holly indicate a possibility of at least 5 inches of snowfall within the region. Most of the snow is expected to fall between Saturday and Sunday. You're listening to WHYY.